All right, so the last video went weird, so just restarting it. As you see, I'm driving. It's dark out right now. But the idea is, this is a performing arts center, so you should always be performing. Put a performance on, make it interesting, make it engaging. If you are having trouble figuring out how to make something interesting, have something engaging, ask me, right? I'm good at this sort of idea of creating content, making things interesting. So reach out to me, that's what it's for. Think of it like an incubator, right? Like I can help you shape your message that you want to put out there to Kamloops. There's the Kamloops Creative Community, which is a fantastic place. Shannon, who just jumped on, is one of the admins over there. They're a great place to try stuff, right? And then maybe you jump onto here when you want to, you know, bring it to light, right? Because I'm trying to find stuff to reshare on the Cameo Creative page, and or maybe throw some stuff on Reddit. You know, I like throwing stuff on Reddit, and I've been successful here and there on Reddit. You know, what if we collectively banded together and really put Kamloops on the map as being like a creative hub, right? People like throwing around this idea of like Hollywood of the North, and I actually heard that today from someone, right? Like, but they don't realize the digital revolution is happening. It's not, we're not limited by Hollywood anymore. I'm performing to you right now as we speak with literally my phone duct taped to the dashboard, right? That's how simple it is to perform. Right? If someone wants to jump on here with me and go live with me, boom, I basically have a podcast, right? Like, I can take a photo with my phone, throw it up on Instagram. Okay, I'm a photographer. Maybe, am I taking leaps and bounds? Maybe, maybe not. But at the end of the day, it's like, it's not all, the performance is not always about you, it's about the audience, right? And I think a lot of people forget that sometimes in this town, and that's why we don't have a performing arts center. Because you need a place for people to gather to see your stuff. You know, performing arts center is not actually about the stage. It's about the audience. It's about the distribution. Why does newspapers exist? It's because they decided to hire all these contractors to take the paper to people's houses. Television is paying for the cable or satellite or whatever it be. It's distribution. Hey, if you're still need help for, yeah. The Reddit thing is a totally, sorry, I can't really read and drive, not really a good idea. But the Reddit thing, I know how it's gonna work, and I wanna coordinate something with you, Shannon, 100%. Because if we can get enough people in Kamloops in on this Reddit idea, right? Like, we just need to find one star in Kamloops that nobody knows, and then we can skyrocket them into potentially becoming, you know, having a career, right? Like, you can look at what Madison Olds is doing, right? She used Kamloops as a little launching ground and gained traction. Now she's, you know, she went on a little tour across Canada, right? Like, but the internet doesn't require you to have the same resources that Madison had, right? There's other ways to approach things. Like I hopefully am proving to people is you don't need all the fancy stuff, right? Like you do need help from traditional media here and there, right? To get some traction, right? But if you are performing and your performance deserves an audience, right? You will find your audience online. And so that's kind of what I want to do with this little community thing, is because Kamloops does not know where to go online to get interesting, engaging creations from people from Kamloops. You only get what's served up to you. And I think that sucks, right? Like, if everyone went on YouTube, that'd be awesome, right? If everyone went on Kamloops Reddit, that would have been great, because that's fine too, right? But Kamloops likes Facebook, so I'm doing it on Facebook, right? But this whole idea of collecting all the people who want to perform in one spot online and giving them a digital stage means we can collectively market ourselves together, right? My success is your success is my success, all of our success is each other's success, right? Internet, the fastest way to grow on internet, bar none, is collaboration. 100%. It's been proven time and time again. I can pull up multiple examples. It doesn't matter. The beauty of Kamloops is we're in such a small place that it literally takes 15 minutes for me to drive anywhere to meet with someone for a podcast, right? You find the right people to collaborate with and work with them and whatnot, you will see success 100%. I'm confident in that. Because yeah, you're just gonna work together, grow together, get better together, and just pulling in to my house here, right? So like, yeah, so the Reddit thing, Michael, is it's an idea that I'm playing with. It's really simple, really. Is basically trying to get all of Kamloops to use Reddit at one day and skyrocket someone's career to start, basically. Like, imagine if Kamloops does not use Reddit, like, at all. There's been Kamloops things on the front page of Reddit. Duffy's has been on the front page of Reddit before. But anyways, the idea of the Reddit is if we can get, let's say, 1,000 people, preferably 4,000 people, but enough people, right, to go on Kamloops or Kamloops and just post one thing one day and upvote everything else, right? You could have a couple posts on the front page of Reddit. Like, there's, but the problem is you have to get more people out to do that than who went out and basically voted almost in the election that just happened, right? But if you can do that, right, there could be one person who just puts our Kamloops on the front page of Reddit. Now Kamloops is literally at the front page of Reddit. People know where it's from, and it's just going to be a tiny little sub that collectively we've used the power of the internet to band together and make something happen. Yeah, no, there is no place, right? Like, and I'm not trying to take away from what the creative community is trying to be at all, Shannon. I just want to make that clear. Not that I think you're accusatory of that at all. I really, really want to create, like, this idea of watching parties, right? Like, maybe on Friday nights at 8:30, we all get together, we make a list of videos we want to watch together, and we critique each other, right? Like, that can be done in the Kamloops creative community, or it can be done on, you know, in the community, or it can be done on a Facebook page or whatever be, right? And just imagine if you had the world tuning in to watch us as Kamloops creators and what we're putting out there, right? And part of the reason why, let's say, I'm going to use this example, Justin Bieber blew up was because of the internet, because one person saw his potential when he had very low views. You got to have that one person who recognizes the potential. Sometimes I see potential people and I can make gambles and guess and know they're going to blow up. And I've got a couple examples of that happening. But what if I miss something? What if you miss something? Or maybe you see something and you have the connection that do it, whatever it be, right? Like, if we collectively created basically a new version of TV that we get to control, right? You know, it could start off with an adventures of things, and then it could go to, like, I don't know, an art interview talking about photography, Shannon, and then it could go to, like, my podcast, maybe I record it live, you know, like, all these things, right? Like, imagine we put together every single week at a certain time, 45 minutes of content, and we all watch it together, and in the comments chats, we're critiquing and chatting just like we are right now. Like, that's what Facebook's giving us with watch parties and with Facebook Lives and all this other sort of stuff. The problem is, Kamloops hasn't figured that out. Kamloops still has a lot of people who are still trying to make websites, still starting to try and figure out, oh, I want to be on the front page of Google, right? Don't recognize the power of Twitter or Reddit or LinkedIn. Like, when was the last time any artist in Kamloops has, you know, been DMing people on LinkedIn? That's what I was doing at 5 a.m, was I was DMing people on LinkedIn, and was like, hey, great, awesome, send me some stuff. So I did. I DM'd another person I found on LinkedIn on Facebook, and they said, great, send me some stuff, right? Like, what if I have all these connections that I know you're the right person for, but I don't know who you are, right? Like, and what if 5 seconds of my time skyrocketed someone's career? That, how cool would that be? Because Camlist really could be this creative community. Like Peter Kim Inglis has got the right idea. I think he's just on a really, really high level of Hollywood. I want to bring it down to the level of just me chatting with my cell phone in a very badly lit car, or whatever it be. Hey, Neil, how's it going? Right? Like, that's the potential here, right? You know, eventually, yeah, I'm probably going to start putting more eggs in my basket into just this group. I've done a lot of ridiculous marketing attempts and marketing ploys, which I don't think are sustainable or suggestible for everyone to do. But for me, for one attempt to try and get some attention to then try and, you know, throw some attention someone else's way, I think it was worth it in my regards. But anyways, I'm going to leave it there. Because I just got home and I need to eat dinner, but I'm going to be doing more lives in this group only, a little bit more like disappearing off of the other parts of Facebook a little bit, because I spam them pretty hard when I want to, make sure people know that I'm doing something. I'm a little good at this and I am getting some attention from it. So hopefully signing some clients and some advertising sponsorships and whatnot soon to help pay for kind of some of the ideas and, you know, my student loans. I should pay them one day. That's, yeah. Anyways, see you later. If you ever see me live and want to jump on in, just request to be live, spamming our group. I will, sure. I'll hit up the creative community for sure, right? Like, maybe I'll just start doing lives rather than spamming. Because, like people need to understand my motivations first, right? And there's a lot of content out there, and obviously people can't consume it all enough. So it's almost like you have to reintroduce yourself 10 times over about your motivations. And some of my motivations are selfless. Some of them are selfish. And I'll be the first one to eat my words. How's it going, Chad? Thanks for the ad. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Nevin. I was just talking about how I have to introduce myself a lot. I hope, Chad, that you introduce yourself to the Facebook group, the community, and that, you know, if you have something you want to share, you share it here, right? I've got a lot of ideas that I think no one else is currently doing, and I think we can really shape Kamloops into something we want, as well as really change the face of media at the same time. I'm going to have to see if I'm able to download this video and put it on my secondary podcast, because I use anchor.fm and I put my Facebook Live chats or conversations on Anchor. So if you ever want to listen to me rant at a camera talking to people who are watching me live, you can go to anchor.fm/Nevin Webster, or just look up the Nevin Webster Show. It's on Spotify. It's wherever you find podcasts. You just look up my name. You'll find Cameo, and you also find the Nevin Webster Show. You can kind of listen in a little bit differently, right? Like, content's so easy for me to make. Like, I get actually, like, annoyed, like almost physically annoyed, when I'm chatting with someone who I know can produce such amazing content and can do it and just doesn't, right? Like I'm not in the perfect setting right now to record a video. Like, you can barely see my face. It's mostly audio probably, but the fact that I'm talking and engaging and keeping 4 eyeballs is impressive, right? And that's a metric for me to then know. Hey Jeff, how's it going? I think it's Jeff. I just saw his face pop up. But it's this idea that, like, we can change Kamloops through digital media. I was involved with some of the election advertising early on, and I gave a lot of ideas away to actually all of the people running in the election, I saw maybe 5% uptake on what could have been done to go out and reach people and introduce themselves, right? Like, right now, this live video, I could, in theory, be sharing it en masse to like 30, 40, 50 groups if I really wanted to get more eyeballs. I don't really care about that right now, but I've done that and I've been able to secure a lot of views really quickly, right? Like, there's all these little tips and tricks that you can use on Facebook that the big players don't use, A, because they're not making any money, but we can see them trying to figure it out right now. And they're trying to figure it out because they realize that's the future. Hey, Aaron, how's it going? That's the future of media. And I just want to, A, I don't pay for television. I'm never going to pay for television. I want to cut Netflix if I can convince my wife. But anyways, I'm going to leave it like that because I need to go eat or whatever. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for, wow, Shannon and Michael, thank you for sticking around for so long. And, yeah, I'll do more of these random car ride, chats. Please just introduce yourself to the group. I'm going to try and comment and reply to everyone, and interact with each other, collaborate with each other, you know, perform. You know, if you want to go live, like just do it, right? If I watch it and I love it, I'm going to share it, and try and get you some views, right? Like there's so many ways for us to really make something happen in this small town that we live in. We've got a lot going for us, and I've got a lot of theories, and I've tested a lot of these theories. A lot of people think I'm crazy, but I am. But I'm also planning on proving them wrong 10 times over, and I got no problem with proving people wrong. I've done it time and time again. People told me, no, Nevin, you cannot run 50K on 3 hours sleep stoned. Well, I did that. So, you know, have I run much since? No. I proved that I could do it. Hey, Alex. Alex, thanks so much for being a patron. I really appreciate it. You know, my goal for Patreon really is cover the cost of hosting, right? Hey, Jonathan, how's it going? If I could cover the cost of hosting, like, That's gravy, because then I can just like auto payment it, and that's just like, it costs me, I think it's like $13.50 once you add, like, because it comes in American dollars, whatever it be. But I got this really great hosting. Yeah, man, Chad, like, if you have questions or whatever be, comment in the group or join the creative community, tag me, whatever you gotta do to get my attention. I'm always watching, I'm always listening. And if I can help someone start something, I will, right? Like, this comes so easy and so naturally to me that, like, here, let me give some backup, right? Like, my wife is inside and you can wait. Is this better? I don't know. But anyways, so, like, in grade 9, There's a video of me on YouTube from like very early YouTube, lip syncing Backstreet Boys, with like 8,000 views with me and a couple friends. And that's the first video of me online that I'm aware of, that I think. In grade 10, I finally got my first video camera, after, you know, using all my money to buy like a little Sony point and shoot, and I would make stop motion videos. And I would just use PowerPoint to make little animations or whatever. Like, I've always been creating things. I've always been a creator, right? I'm only starting to recognize I'm a creator in recent months, because for some weird reason I thought it was a bad word. Hey, Amber. So basically, in grade 10 I got a video camera, and on just about every single English project I had, I submitted a video rather than an essay. I reviewed a comic book for one of my book reading things, and then I made a video of the comic book. If you guys are familiar with Frank Kafka's Metamorphosis, it's this idea that, like, this guy becomes like a cockroach overnight, whatever it be. Yeah, there was a comic book of that, and I reviewed that comic book and made a video, with a really bad green screen in grade 10, And I've lost those videos to crashing my parents' computer, probably because of porn at that age. But whatever the case, I've been making videos on YouTube. I have multiple YouTube accounts over the years. But I've also sold photos and videos to whitewater rafting clients. I used to whitewater kayak ahead of a raft, film them, make a video on the fly. Like, my turnaround was literally, I had 30 seconds heads up that people were coming down, and then I had about 10 minutes before they would show back up at the resort to make a video. That's the level of churning out content that I got used to. And in this digital world, people for some reason think that they have to make things pretty and amazing and explosions and you know, Michael Bay the shit out of it. No, you don't. You just have to make interesting, engaging stuff. Like, look at my setting. I'm in a car. It's dark. It's barely legible. You can basically see my eyes, and that's it. But you're following on, right? Like, there's no barriers to entry anymore. The barriers to entry have been removed because of your cell phone, right? And I have been in the place where I thought, okay, I need a DSLR. Well, my DSLR sits on the mantle now. Right? Oh, I need a fancy tripod. Well, I broke that fancy tripod and I didn't use it for months and months and months and months, right? Like, oh, I need a microphone. Well, I'm glad I never bought that $200 microphone, because I still wouldn't create, because I would then say, oh, I need to get the video editing software. Well, my actual personality is better just going live and off the cuff and ramble and do it, right? That might not be your personality, but you have the tools to do it and to produce it and make it, so why not, right? Especially if you feel like it's part of your calling of who you are, right? I've always been someone who's a creator. It's just I turned that switch off for a long time, and I hustled really, really hard and worked 7 days a week and burnt myself out, and hated the world, fell into a depression, which I'm now medicated for. I'm now on meds, and I quit that job, and my life is radically different. I find myself working for myself. You know, I do actually have a business with a business license, all that jazz now, and I got some clients to make sure the bills are paid and whatnot, but I've got some bigger plans so that it's more than just bills are paid, and you guys are involved in that, right? Like, you guys are involved in that because, you know, we're going to work together. We're going to collaborate, and we're going to figure stuff out, right? And so I'm going to leave it like that. If you're just joining in, you can watch from the beginning, or you can listen in to the Nevin Webster Show when I rip this and put it on a podcast, right? I don't share that I do that too often, but I need to put that out there, right? Because once you create something, you got to learn to distribute it, right? I want to help you guys figure out how to create, right, and how to distribute, because I can do both. I know how to do both, and I know how to do both quite well, and I've tried my best to help some people in this town figure out how to create and how to distribute in this new online world. Yeah, man, like, I got a bunch of podcasts I need to record, but also, like, I want to just start recording with people more in this community, right? Like, if you guys are going to support me, I'm going to support you right back, right? I've got some podcasts I'm committed to and I got to get done. And I got some other ones that I'm very interested in doing, but then I'm going to start scaling back stuff, and yeah, if people want to find me or connect with me and do a podcast, you know, I need to see that they're engaged in this group. Like, just the matter of fact is, the reason why I started the podcast is to get out of isolation. And by meeting with people face to face, that did that. Well, now it's, how can I create, opportunities for other people to come out of isolation in a group? Well, Performing Arts Center, what if they got out of their shell and performed themselves? Yes. My wife is staring at me out the window. She's currently wiping her makeup off. We got brand new windows. It's really exciting. We got new windows. But anyways. I'm gone, guys. I took far too long. I'm going to turn this off. Yeah, I'm very straightforward. We'll definitely continue chatting. Chad, you know how to find me now. Cheers.